855-450-3733. That's the toll-free number. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. This is Luther.
And Derek J.
And Derek, you want to tell us about Bitcoin?
I sure do. You've been hearing about Bitcoins for a while now, but maybe you don't know how to get them. Well, now there is an easy way. You can get Bitcoins by depositing cash at thousands of banking locations across the U.S., including Bank of America and Wells Fargo. Once you have your Bitcoins, you can use them to pay anyone in the world with no transaction fees or third parties getting involved. It works just like a person-to-person cash transaction, but you can do it over the internet. To learn more, visit exchangebitcoins.com. That's exchangebitcoins.com.
All right, thank you for that. And I'd like to take this time to talk with you, Derek, because you're sort of one of the main figures about the Live Free or Dance.
Talk to me.
Ooh,
oh, yeah, about Live Free or Dance, livefreeordance.com.
Yeah, so and this takes place in Central Square here in New Hampshire, is that right?
Well, it takes place everywhere in the world. If you visit freespeechfriday.tv or livefreeordance.com, you can see that these events are happening everywhere around the world. All it takes is either a megaphone, a microphone, or some sort of speaker system. The idea is go somewhere where people gather normally and bring music and dance. That's it. That's basically the concept. So the problem is that some, like, old ninnies, they just are not supportive of young people dancing and having a good time in public. They're like, get that away from our streets. I don't want to see people having a good time. I don't want to hear your music.
Well, is that the problem they have, or is the problem they have that it's just a disturbance?
I don't know. They don't define disturbance, and I can say that personally no one has come up and talked to me saying that my music has caused them irritation. So I think if there are any complaints, they're not happening on Friday nights. Because, you know, the music is loud, but it's not so loud that it's going to ruin any conversations that are happening around the square. It's pretty much just inside it.
Yeah.
And it's inviting. I mean, come on.
Sure. Well, that's a
shake
big
a leg.
That's a big open area, though, and, you know, sound's going to bounce around. I mean, people are going to hear that. What if it's at night? What if they're trying to sleep?
Well, what if they're trying to sleep? The only solution that I've come up with so far, maybe you have another one, Luther, but is to put my personal cell phone number on the advertisements promoting this Live Free or Dance event, saying, hey, if you have a problem with it, if Friday night after 10 you're just not feeling our music, give me a call. I'll change the tune up for you. I'll change the volume, whatever you want. You know, I just communicate with me before calling the police state and sending them down to mace me in the face. I would appreciate if we could just talk with
each
other.
Which they did, and which I think is the wrong way to go about it. I think you're doing the right thing. So did you put these on flyers? Is that how you did it? And, like, hand them out door to door, or what?
No, I just put them up around the square, thinking that if folks are having a problem with the noise in the square, then they're in the square occasionally enough that they can see the flyers, right? So, like, if the gazebo...
I don't know. Not necessarily. I mean, the square isn't easy to get to, and let me describe this for folks who have never been to Keene. Central Square is basically the very focal point of town, basically. All the main streets intersect here, all five of them. There's Court Street, Washington Street, Roxbury, West Street, and Main Street.
Yeah, and it's dead center. There are some statues and a fountain, a gazebo, and
sure,
some paths.
Sure.
It's a nice place.
And it doesn't work like a normal rotary. There are traffic lights, and it's very confusing. And I personally like to avoid the square because it's
just for Fridays.
It's tough to... Well, I'm working Fridays now. It's tough to get out there. I mean, you got to cross that busy intersection. It's tough to drive through because so many people don't know how to use rotaries to begin with, much less if you throw traffic lights into the mix.
Right, and I really don't know how much of this has been an actual noise complaint. I did check the police logs. There weren't any noise complaints for the night of the arrest.
Interesting, which was my suspicion that the police... don't necessarily need a noise complaint, that they'll just come harass you anyway because
right.
they don't like what you're doing.
And notably, there were many noise complaints that had no follow-up or no sort of like punishment or no warnings given for an event that happened just 5 days previous, which is the Keene Music Festival, which the,
the
town
had permits.
Well, the town gave itself a permit. saying that, yeah, we're allowed to blast whatever kind of music we want, and it's just shame on whoever has a problem with it. We're not going to do anything. But someone like me, there's not even a noise complaint, and that's enough reason to use violence, right?
Sure, sure, I guess. Well, two things. One, I think the Keene Music Fest is a farce in and of itself because there's not much of a music scene here in Keene. Most of those bands actually come from the general area, you know, down from Mass or from other parts of New Hampshire or in
right.
Vermont, you know.
Well, they commute for our enjoyment, right?
Yeah, and that's nice, but it's not like Keene is some music mecca of New England, which it certainly isn't. And actually, I'm planning to move out of Keene for that very reason, because I'm a musician and I cannot get a band started here and there's nowhere to play here.
See, that's kind of the reason for Live Free or Dance started, is because I was looking for clubs and a place to dance and have a good time. This didn't exist in Keene, and I was saying, well, let's just...
You wanted to create it for yourself.
Yeah, let's just put it in a place where people can come to it, you know, whether I know them or not. I don't have to invite them. They'll just be in Central Square, and if they like dancing and listening to music, then they'll come and have a good time. So that's what I would propose for anyone who's looking to make more of a music scene. Just go out in public and do it.
So I guess what this brings up for me is the question, is partying activism?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Partying is activism.
The man is trying to crush the partiers. The man has been against partying and celebrating for a long time.
Well, then does activism just become one big party?
Oh, yeah. That's my style of activism. I think that focusing on celebrating is what life is about, right? So for me, personally, I'm sure others can dedicate their lives to different things. But for me, I think celebrating the fact that we're alive is important to do and to take time to do.
Okay.
Because if you're like me, working two jobs, you don't get a lot of time to just focus on, isn't it great to be alive? So a lot of times it's just behind a desk, you know, saying, I wish I wasn't here right now. So if you are spending some of your time doing work, some of which you don't enjoy, do take the time to do things that you enjoy, for goodness sakes. And don't let the man get you down saying, oh, you can't have this party here. Oh, you're thefting government services by plugging in electrical cords to the gazebo. I mean, do it. Use the means that are available to you to party and have a good time and encourage others to do the same.
Okay.
You're wasting your life if you're not.
Well, I kind of have to disagree with you on the line that partying is activism. I don't personally think it is. I think partying is partying, and activism is activism.
Okay, so, I mean, where's the distinction?
Where's the line? Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know if I have a definite line on that. I mean, I liked the 420 events at first. I think that this is the 21st century. It's ridiculous that marijuana is still illegal, and I think that as a pot smoker, and any pot smoker, we should be proud. You know, we should be doing what the gays did. We should go, as Wheels Off Liberty likes to put it, assless chaps about it. You know, we should just be out and open about it.
Yeah, we're here, we're smoking.
Doctors do it, lawyers do it, line cooks do it. You know, everybody from the janitor to some politician, you know, probably smokes marijuana.
Okay, so you're moving on to marijuana activism now, but I do want to ask,
which is
before,
a form of partying.
I think that's an important one to get to, but I do want to ask before we get there, where do you fall in the Adam versus the man style of partying activism, where Adam Kokesh was body slammed for dancing?
I think that's wrong.
Well, that's activism.
I also think that Thomas Jefferson raped people and should not necessarily be
unrelated, not
well,
fair.
Well, that's what they went there
I
for.
I call
they
foul.
Went there, they went there to celebrate Thomas Jefferson and to dance in his honor.
How
that's
do you
what
know
the entire,
what an individual is dancing for?
That's what they said. They said they were there to celebrate Thomas Jefferson.
Okay, well, fine. So there's some activism partying there, and if you just don't like Jefferson, then that's your gut.
I don't hate everything about Jefferson.
Okay.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. How do you feel? Is partying activism? Was Jefferson a bad guy? Call in, let us know.
you know that cigarettes will kill you? You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff at fff.org.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. That's the SACL CAI toll-free number. SACL CAI, Jason Osborne over at SACL CAI is a big supporter of Free Talk Live. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, But you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com. Good guy, Jason Osborne. Do you know him?
No, not personally, but I just hear the most incredible things.
Yes, he's going to be... He's a good friend of mine. We met at Portfest a few years ago. You know, we got along right off the bat, I'd have to say.
You trying to tell us something, Luther?
That we're friends.
Oh, okay. All right. You know where my mind goes.
He did tell me I was the sexiest man alive, but he was pretty drunk, so it's hard to gauge how he really felt about that.
Yeah, now I don't believe anything you say.
All right, I have witnesses. So, we're talking about Central Square, and we seem to be having this disagreement on whether partying is activism or not.
It definitely is. I don't know where you get off trying to disagree with me.
How dare I?
I know. But, yeah, I mean, don't you see that, like, dancing and music was just a huge part of the world's culture? Everyone in the world has,
like,
music and dancing.
Every culture in the world has music. Yes.
Right, and... So that has changed a lot in the last, like, I don't know, 100 years. It's not like I've been around for it, but I've seen movies, and it looks like people used to have a lot of live music, and they would go to the live music and be entertained, right? But
well,
now
it was also far more affordable to have a live band, which is why there's been a big shift towards DJing and hip-hop where they create the beat. It costs a lot less money to just buy a drum machine and work out of your house than it does to rent buy equipment for a band and rent space to be able to practice and that kind of stuff.
Well, I think the shift has gone too far. I'm sick of seeing people walking around with their headphones in. I do it. I'm guilty. I walk around with my headphones in all the time. But what I miss is the guy who wears the boombox on his shoulder and says, "Listen, street, we're going to be listening to my tunes now, and it's going to be awesome. You're really going to get down with something you've never heard before."
But what if you don't want to hear it? What if you don't like what you hear?
I don't know. I am just not a kind of person who can identify with noise complaints. You know, there are people out there who make noise complaints. I am just the furthest thing from that person. I don't know who these people are. Really? Like, where do they get off?
I'm one of these people.
Well, fill me in. What's your complaint, man?
Well, sometimes I'm trying to sleep and somebody's being loud, like
a neighbor.
Well,
I'll buy you earplugs so that I can enjoy my music.
Well, they're
full
uncomfortable.
Volume.
They hurt my ears, actually. I used to have to wear them for work.
Complain, complain, complain. That's all I hear from these people who are like, "I don't want to hear your music. Well, I don't want to have as much fun as you're having."
What if I came to you personally and could we reach some kind of agreement?
We definitely could.
Yeah, where maybe you stop or you turn it down or you don't do it in certain hours.
Right. I just don't like the situations where it's like, since I don't like hearing your music, you have to lose. Like, we just both have to sit in silence, or you have to put in uncomfortable earplugs. Like, I just don't like situations where it's one person wins and the other person loses. I do hear what you're saying, that there could be more win-win scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that those win-win scenarios come out of communicating with the people... with which you have a problem, right? So
sure.
Going to the person who's making the noise complaint, go over on their door, knock on the door, talk to them, that sort of thing. I have no sympathy for the type of people who jump right for the phone and dial 911. Like, oh my gosh, I can hear stuff. I don't like hearing.
I agree with you. I think that shows poor character. That to me, the word I would use is that you're pathetic if that's your go-to move. You know, you need to confront your issues if you have them.
Yeah, well, no matter what the complaint, unless it is with 911, I guess you're going right to the source.
Well, like Flavor Flav said, 911 is a joke. I mean,
Is that what Flavor Flav says?
Yeah, it was a Public Enemy song. 911 is a joke.
Oh, well, good for him. Gosh,
I'll show it to you on the break.
Clueless I am.
I highly suggest looking up some Public Enemy. But let's go to the phones. After all, this is the show where you take control. Let's go to Vince in Indiana. Vince, are you there?
Yes. How are you gentlemen doing this evening?
We're doing all
right.
Very
well,
Vince. What's on your mind?
I wanted to, you were talking about protesting and all that, the parks and all that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
If you should look at the Chicago 7 trials, you know, before the National Democratic Convention in 1968.
I'm a little familiar with this. Can you give our listeners some background on it? A quick summary?
The deputy mayor, I can't remember the gentleman's name, but they wanted to stop and not let anybody sleep in the parks in Chicago. because they wanted them to have a permit. That was back in 1968.
And they wanted to. The government thought they needed permission to sleep in the public park.
To sleep in the parks, because they had about 4,000 or 5,000 demonstrators there for the National Democratic Convention.
All of which they extort, right?
Yeah, it sounds to me like they had all these people there that they didn't want, and so they kind of made a cop-out with this whole you need a permit to sleep there thing.
Yeah, and then the mayor, Daley, said the police here aren't about disorder. They're here to preserve disorder. So, but, I mean, you know, there's still, most of the gentlemen are still alive. Most of them are, except for Abby Hoffman. I think he committed suicide many years ago. But Bobby Seale was bound and gagged, charged with murder in Connecticut. I don't know what the trend was.
Really?
Yeah, and then Tom Hayden and Jerry Rubin, and I can't remember all the people, but you know.
You seem to know a lot about these guys. What was their major goal?
Well, they're protesting the Vietnam War.
Okay, that's noble.
And then later on, I mean, because I became a member of what was called the Students for Democratic Society when I was in high school.
Okay.
And we quit the organization because they were proposing too much violence, but we wanted to stop the Vietnam War, but we also wanted to have the right to vote back then when I was turning 18.
Right, because back then you had to be 21 to vote, right?
Yeah, but then it sent you to war at 18. You had to sign up for selective service or the draft.
Right, right. That's
a joke.
Yeah, that's not much different from nowadays.
If we had the military draft, you would not see her participation in Iraq or Afghanistan. But,
since I hear you denouncing the things that your Students for a Democratic Society organization were doing in the past, just being too violent, do you not see the draft as an initiation of force against individuals and therefore see violence against the state as self-defense?
Mm-hmm. Sure it is.
Think violence against the state is self-defense in the case of a draft? Is that understanding you correctly?
I don't believe in what they were proposing back then. You know, sitting in buildings and burning them, proposing to burn them down and all that back in then. But quite a few of them were convicted.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Vince. We're going to hold you over. We got to go to break. 855-450-3733. Call in. Let us know your thoughts about the Seattle 7, about the draft, anything you want. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free 733, that's 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live with Luther.
And Derek J.
And this is a show where you can take control, talk about whatever you want.
Frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? If you knew thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org.
All right, and we have Vince on the line. Vince, are you still with us?
Yes, I am, Derek.
Hey!
Great, great. So we were talking about the Chicago Six and the activism they were doing in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Did their activism involve any partying? I don't know too much about the Chicago 6, 7, whatever they were. They were anti-Vietnam
7,
War. And did they party, is my question.
Oh, yes. They had, you know, various types of activities, especially in Lincoln Park and then at the Grant Park Amphitheater at the time. And they were also conducting, you know, various things on, you know, snake, you know, various forms of self-defense.
Okay, so they were a little more violent.
Well, they were teaching people karate, and then, you know, there was snake dancing, and, you know, and just, I don't know if they were, I think it did get a little violent, because, you know, they started throwing rocks and bricks at the police started beating them with gloves.
Yeah, well, if you throw rocks and bricks at them, it's then
they
like
have
natural reaction.
Yeah, then they have justification for attacking
you. Sure.
Yeah.
Just don't even give them the fuel to the fire, I'd say.
Quite a few of them, you know, did peaceably, you know, protest, but then they were, you know, attacked by the police with tear gas and clubs.
Well, that happened to Derek, I mean.
I think it's much more admirable to party like Gandhi.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
In a diaper?
No, take the diaper off. And, to party until the point where the police use aggression against you, and then just take it. because it makes them look bad, right? That's they're eventually going to
sure,
get tired
in,
of just beating on people who aren't defending themselves.
Unless you're yelling at the cops on video, then, you know, it's kind of a gray area,
I think. Well, you're making this personal, right?
I'm not making this personal.
Okay.
I'm saying in general.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying I have ever partied like Gandhi. That's a higher standard than I can reach, but... yeah, some folks do get angry at the cops and can't help themselves.
It's hard not to. Even I've yelled at cops.
Right, but Vince, I mean, have you had any encounters with the cops while you're doing any sort of activism or partying or protesting the Vietnam War?
Partying here at the Indianapolis 500, we drunk and disorderly conduct.
Oh wow!
Well, but you weren't hurting anyone. You were just having a good time, right?
We're just having a good time, and a girl pulled her shirt up, and
that's not hurting anybody.
No. But the state police shined their lights down on top of us.
Wait, is that all they did? Maybe they just wanted a better view.
But they wanted to look too, I think. they're humans.
But sure. did they make any arrests?
Yeah, there are 30 of us that were taken away for drunk and disorderly conduct.
No.
Wow, just because...
30 people were arrested for being drunk and disorderly?
Yeah, a couple girls pulled their shirts up and gave us a little show.
that's every spring break in every city across the country. That's nothing.
Plus, it's the human body, and it's people just having a good time. There's no reason to initiate violence on people who are having a good time. And that's my point about party activism, is that partying is just about having a good time, not initiating force on any other people. And for anyone to intrude on that by initiating force, that's... the worst kind of party crasher.
Yes, but, we got the moral majority at that time when I was going to college.
Sure. So, was the Chicago 7, I think I heard the story, and I think it was about them, when they went to court, didn't they go dressed like judges, like in the robes and everything? And they were told
they
to take
did.
That... They
yeah,
were told
I saw
to...
the...
I'm sorry?
No, I saw the video on television.
Oh, wow.
They were mocking the judge, Julius Hoffman.
Yeah, what I heard is that they all went dressed like judges, and when they were demanded that they took off their costumes, they took them off and they had cop uniforms underneath.
Yeah, they did.
That's so cute.
I think that's hilarious.
Jerry Rubin had a profane word. I can't mention it on the air, but yeah.
What did it start with?
Word F.
Okay.
Well, good for you for self-censorship. That's,
Yeah, some of our callers don't quite grasp that concept, and we have to let them go.
Yeah, but...
I mean, I wanted to say something else. Abbie Hoffman was arrested in 1967 for measuring outside the Pentagon.
Wait, what's another word for this? What did he do?
He was measuring?
Yeah, just taking measurements around the Pentagon, seeing how... I don't know what he was wanting to do, but...
Oh, well,
I believe he wanted to levitate it with his mind, was what he said he was going to do. It was just this big political joke, or media joke, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Some sort of stunt.
They asked him about conspiracy back, because they accused all these men of conspiracies. And you know what he said? He told the judge, he said, we couldn't even agree on lunch.
Do you think, Vince, that there's any kind of partying that deserves to be intruded upon by the government or the police?
No.
All right. My kind of man. Thanks for that support, Vince.
Yeah, because, if you're not doing any harm...
So are you going to be the next person to start a Live Free or Dance where you live?
Oh, I don't know. I'll try that. I'm a little bit older. I'm 55.
Hey, man. But, it sounds like you still love to dance and have a good time.
Oh, yeah. I could have a good time.
Well, then power to you, man. There are going to be other people who want to join you in your hometown.
Oh, sure. Indianapolis is a big town. We can have fun any place.
You're not the only one who listens to the kind of music you listen to.
No, I like the punk rock music still.
I'm with you.
I like it. And I like the punk rock.
Yeah.
I always have been, but everybody says I've always been a little bit different, but that's okay.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, sir. You go and have a good evening, and I'll listen to you the rest of the way in. So.
All right. Well,
hey,
thanks.
Vince. Well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for your call. Good call. Derek, I hope you understand that I'm not suggesting that it's okay to arrest you because you're partying.
Yeah, but I want to hear some of your alternatives. What are your suggestions for how we
can... to fry, really. I mean, I don't know. Personally, I'm more concerned about our monetary system.
Okay. Then be concerned about that. That could be your pet issue, but I like to boogie down. So.
It's just not as sexy. It doesn't get as much attention as, you know, these sort of activisms do. Like, I went out and cleaned up hurricane debris while you guys were having your 420. You know, like, I feel like I was doing something good for people who could really use it. And you guys were partying.
Yeah, well.
And you guys got a lot more attention than I did.
Okay, well, maybe you're not doing the right thing. I don't know.
I think I was.
Oh, well, then
I'm not
good.
Saying
at
you guys were doing the wrong thing.
Then I hope that you, in your heart, got the satisfaction that you were looking for. Because you weren't looking
for
accolades.
I completely did. I made a new friend, too. His name's Mark. You know, I helped him clean up this lake that was just disgusting. And we found some.
Well, that's your personal opinion. I don't know. I will get trash for this, too. But I find debris and trash to be, like, an inviting place to live. But I'm from New Jersey. So I am comfortable seeing that around in my community. I think it's weird. It's too, like, Edward Scissorhands community when you just
clean
have these
up?
Pristine neighborhoods. Yeah, not
well,
a single piece of litter on the ground. Who wants to live there?
I like things to be clean. Like, my house is
disgusting.
Pretty clean. Can you agree with that?
Yes, you have an exceptionally clean household, but
sure.
I just think it's disgusting.
Well, that's your opinion, and you're more than willing to have it. So, 855-450-3733. We'll be taking your calls. You can call in about anything. What other radio show lets you do that? This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, ingredients fit standard mason jars and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Calling all shooters, Opsgear.com is your source for targets and head-to-toe tactical gear. This week only, radio listeners save 25% on our exclusive shooting targets. We've got training targets, 3D targets, Zombie Osama, and our exclusive real threat targets. Check them out at Opsgear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save 25% on all Opsgear targets. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at Opsgear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's Luther with you.
And Derek J.
Mark is out tonight, and Ian, of course, is still in the clink.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. He'll be back soon enough, and then I will not have the house all to myself, unfortunately. Ian is my roommate, and it's...
You lucky dog.
I have to admit, this is very selfish for me, but I kind of like the idea of him being out of the house because I have it all to myself.
Yeah, you get to play with all his equipment.
Sure. So, you know, Judge, throw the book at him.
Or, no, please don't.
Yeah, of course, obviously I don't feel that way in my heart. You know, I'm just kidding.
All right. I don't believe anything you say.
That's right. You should never believe anything I say, Derek. Let's go to Kirk in Michigan. Kirk, are you there?
Gentlemen, how are you tonight?
Doing
very well,
Fleur. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to talk about the elevator speech, you know, where you've got 2 minutes to really talk to somebody and introduce to them a new idea. And I'd like to talk about the elevator speech for the Free State Project.
Ooh.
We'll give you 2 minutes.
Yeah, what do you got? You're on the clock.
Well, I mean, it takes conversation to lead into, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, what I'll do is I'll try to find, if I find an opening to talk about some depredation of the state, I'll do so, right?
Mm-hmm.
And after I've concluded, you know, my feelings with it, I'll kind of raise my eyebrows and say, you know, but I have hope. And not just because, you know, I'm a hopeful person. I have hope because I actually see things happening.
Sure.
Have you ever heard of the Free State Project? And invariably they say no. And I'll say, well, it's a movement to try to get 20,000 liberty-minded individuals to all move to the same state where they can then peaceably work towards a society at which liberty is at the core, as opposed to whatever it is we have at the core of this society.
Security, you know, it seems to be, or allegedly.
So, well, and by this time their eyes are kind of rolling. And I'm like, well, you know, I know it sounds pie in the sky. It really does. But 11,000 people have signed, of which I am one, and over 1,000 have moved. And it's really having an effect. And you can check it out at freestateproject.org.
Right.
And there's only 3 criteria. The first is you have to believe that the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. You can believe in a more minimum role, but you need to believe that that's the maximum role of government.
Okay.
The second criteria is you cannot be a bigot. I guess you can, but you'd find yourself on the outs very quickly. And the third criteria is, I lost my train of thought. you can't want to do it with force.
Right.
Although most Free State Project members believe in your unalienable right to defend yourself. If you do so against the state, obviously, you justify their existence, you know, as they get to point to you, to everybody else, saying, see, this is why you need us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know? And basically, I just kind of leave it at that.
Wow.
You know?
Well, that's pretty good in just, you know, 2 minutes. If you just have a short time to talk to somebody about it, that gets at a lot of good points, I think. Especially the idea that you said after they roll their eyes, you say, well, so many people, X amount of people have signed up, and so many people are there, and we're already seeing change.
And I always have to say, I know it sounds pie in the sky.
Yeah.
That to me is a key phrase. As soon as their eyes roll, you know I have to use that phrase. I know it sounds pie in the sky, but 11,000 people have signed, and over 1,000 have moved.
Well, because it is kind of magical, right? And it does take some explaining to be like, well, this is a really good thing that's happening, and it sounds almost too good to be true.
Well,
but let me tell you,
I know when I was growing up, I always used to hear, well, what can you do about it? You know, and then as soon as I found the Free State Project, I was like, that's what you can do about it.
Right. Well, not only that, but I mean, I tell people about it, and they say, well, you're not moving. And I say, but there are other things I can do. The first and most important thing, and what I do is I move my finger between me and them, and say, is this right here? Having discussion. That's the most important thing. And the second is to expound on the ideas. I mean, if you feel there's a problem, don't be resigned to that. That's just the way it is. That's the way it's going to be. It's always going to be that way. God, I hear it so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's that way
Death
because you want it that way. Yep.
Yep.
Well, that's just resigning yourself to someone else's arbitrarily defined fate, right?
Sure.
So, I mean...
But as a tool through which to get to the Free State Project as an idea over to someone who's never, you know, heard it, and you've got that short amount of time. Like I said, I work at the post office, and I am the person through whom you purchase your stamps and send out your packages. So I'm actually talking about this over the counter at the post office.
Wow.
I've got 2 minutes.
Do you think that's a good place to do it? Because, I assume that people are having a problem.
Some people are surprised, and believe me, I cop to the irony, you know. I understand the irony.
I know that you must see it, so I'm just wondering, like, why aren't you at a FedEx or a
UPS,
you know, any other, private place?
Well, because I'm almost 50, for one.
Well, I'm not that I'm judging. I wouldn't judge you.
I'm just saying, you know, I mean, I have to be jumping up on trucks and washing trucks and then get started part-time.
So it's just a different type of job.
I understand that, but I've got obligations that particular paycheck would not meet at this particular point.
Okay, I hear that. I just wanted to know if it was, like, philosophical or just, like, practical. So it sounds like it's a practical thing.
You know, the fact of the matter is, I take my personal opinion is I take solace in the fact that this is I can see the service that the Postal Service gets. I can't see the service the Internal Revenue Service gets.
Okay.
Although there is a monopoly, and I understand that, we are the only service that's in the government sphere that is open to any competition whatsoever. And as a result of which, we have become a much better service, being forced to mechanize and being able to move the mail quicker and be able to compete with the private sector.
Well, those
we
things
still have a bureaucratic center, and it really gets in the way. It shoots us in the foot, and believe me, I understand about 80% of the budget going to labor, and that is way out of whack.
Yeah. You're going to find that even if you worked at UPS, there's going to be a large bureaucracy behind it because it's just a big corporation.
Oh, but it's nothing like this.
I imagine
it's
not.
They set targets for each. They actually spend money to determine what each window clerk should be selling per day. And when they first instituted this, I asked my postmaster, well, what tools do I have in order to increase sales? Can I have a sale? And he said, well, no. Can I have a car wash out in the parking lot with pretty girls, get people in? Well, no. Well, what can I do? We'll sell that extra book of stamps. Well, doesn't that throw my sales off next week? Because they're just not going to come back next week for that book.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing I can do to increase my sales. People use the post office as they use it.
And, right.
I mean, other than selling tchotchkes out, you know, and stationery.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you're thinking a little more free market, but you're a little restricted.
Oh, sure.
I'm curious how many unions...
I'm a total Rothbardian,
well,
you know, in my heart.
And power
but
to you.
My practicality and my bills say something different, unfortunately.
Well, there's something really comforting to me about hearing someone who works for the post office who's like you, because you're taking money from the state that would otherwise go to someone who would just keep on supporting the state.
And
but here you are
supporting the liberty causes.
Right, and you're supporting liberty causes and hopefully putting some of your money where your mouth is going because
bet.
Of the way you're speaking with strangers about this stuff, I would only assume. So I've heard that there are a lot of unions at post offices that form on their own. How many unions are there at your post office?
Well, it doesn't form. They don't form on their own. I think there's four major unions, and that's the letter carriers union, the clerk union, there's a mail handler union, and I believe there's a union for supervisors. But for the working stiffs, it's the three mains. And you actually, it's an open shop nationwide. You don't have to pay union dues.
Oh.
I am one of two people in my office that do not.
Wow. Well, good for you for standing up to these folks.
Sure, sure.
I haven't for a while. Well, they didn't do anything for me. I mean, I've had issues before that I've asked them to look into 2 years later. They didn't give me any recovery or any type of restitution or whatever. And I had a check in my hand 24 hours after that.
Wow.
Because of what I did. Because I saw a lot of sitting there in my own hands.
Good job. Well,
so.
Good call. Thanks for the call, Kurt. And hopefully we'll hear from you soon. I'd like to point out that I knew somebody who worked for UPS, and she had issues with unions, too. So it's not much better working in the private sector if you're in mail.
Well, look at their competition.
Yeah.
You only have to be as good as your competition, right?
855-450-3733. We'll be taking your calls when we come back after for Hour 3. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
My mom gives me a glass of emergency kits every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid, I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.